talking about Locha Aleph, which is on Daf Lamed Bay Lamed Lamed Aleph. Okay, we are a few lines before Halacha, the end of Halacha Aleph, and we are at Tan Rabbi Yehuda Oser. I'm going to take it from there. It should be the two dots. Do you have that? Okay. Tani, we learned the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda forbids. This means he forbids you to take Meiser off stuff which is not in your possession tomorrow. Let's make it tonight that tomorrow when I'm going to be at somebody else's house, I'm going to take Trumas and Meisers off their stuff. That he forbids it. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the lie? Why is Rabbi Yehuda forbidden it? Because it says, V'eshon ha-masel dovashen b'shus, is allowed, the person allowed to make a condition of something which is not in his jurisdiction. But I'm making the condition now about something which is really not in my jurisdiction, because when am I going to have contact with the food for the first time when it's placed on my plate before me as a guest tomorrow? So therefore, today, I have no right to make any conditions over it. Okay? B'yeshua the marvish to overshare your shloka. The person take trumas or maestros, something which is on overshare your shloka or rishuso. Can somebody make a condition rather on something which is not in his domain? Mod Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda does concede shalok lokeh makom shalokach mimakom If you have a question as to your host being meisering and whether he is meisering the stuff, so you're allowed to go and take from the same place he bought stuff and meiser on the stuff which was put before you. You're not allowed to make a tnai before it comes into your jurisdiction, but you're allowed to buy from the same place where he bought his stuff and allowed to use that to meiser the food which you're eating, because I assume that wherever he bought from that source is either always reliable or always unreliable, and therefore I can meiser from that source on the food which he's serving you. Rabbi Yochanan said, the question is, how could a person be mafish on something which is not his? Now, this I think is a general question. Perhaps it might have been going back according to Rabbanan and saying that how do you mafish on something which is not yours, that make a condition of something which is not yours tomorrow. But it could be going specifically on Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the question is that it sounds like although you're not allowed to be mafrish from today on that which you're going to eat tomorrow, but you're allowed to be mafrish because it's not in your rishus, but you're allowed to now buy fruit which will be in your domain now and make the condition on that fruit for tomorrow. Let me make that more clear. Seems according to Rabbi Yehuda that although you cannot say now before Shabbos, tomorrow when I eat by a friend by Shabbos, I'm going to take off my sister there on the spot, because then I'm making it tonight to do things which are not mine, to do trumas and maisas with things which are not mine now. I have no jurisdiction over that. That's forbidden. But here we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, you can go buy from the same supplier which supplied tomorrow's host and be mafresh to trumas and maisas now from before Shabbos, not what you're going to eat tomorrow. So it says, why is it any better, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Still according to Rabbi Yehuda. Just like if you're making a condition on something which is not yours, you're being mafresh trumas and maisas on something which is not yours. What right do you have to do that? So the Gemara is going to give an answer, and I think that underlying this answer, though, even though the Gemara seems to be saying something else, is really the concept of Hefker based in Hefker. Chazal can give you the right to do things like this. They can say, what's the problem here? Jurisdiction? Ownership? I don't own this. I'm not there. I don't have jurisdiction over it. So what? Chazal can change my jurisdiction. Chazal can give me rights over other things. Again, according to the principle of Hefker based in Hefker. So that's what Gemara says. Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon says, also so kamocher peyros tfun l'chavero. There are cases like this. If I sell by mistake tevel to my friend inadvertently, then I can take trumas and maisers off of it. What, how does that work? If I sell tevel to my friend, I run after him to try and fix it. I say, wait, try and catch him. Lo matzo, if I can't find him. Im yodua shapel v'skayom, if I know that the fruit is still extant, in other words, he did not yet eat that fruit, miser lam, I can miser on them. That's even that's a chiddush, because they're no longer in my jurisdiction yet, I can still do that. Bimlav, and if not, obviously it's too late, ain't on tzorach laser lane, I don't have to miser on them, because it's after the fact. Safek kayomen, safek ain't kayomen, if it's not clear if they are no extant anymore or not, maser lane, then I take miser of them, kore shen lemaser osem, and I designate the miseres, which are true, which, Trumas Maiser and Truma Gedoyla, I do that in my own fruit. But Maiser Rishon or Maiser Oni, which the guy could eat, I can designate that in his fruit wherever he is, wherever that may be in the world. As long as it's designated, it's no longer to be Tevel, and it's permitted to be eaten by Zorim. So therefore, what I actually have set aside from my own fruit, corresponding to his fruit, is only that which is forbidden for him to eat, Truma, Truma Gedoyla, Trumai Sersheni, outside Yerushalayim, those are things I have to set aside. Nothing else. Be that as it may, what do I see here? That even after he bought the Tevel from me, I still have a tool by which I can set aside the Trumas and Maisers from my stuff. How could that be? L'chara, my stuff, I can't be mafresh on him. And the Gemara is clearly, again, as I say, underlying this Gemara is the fundamental concept of Hefker based, and Hefker based giving me the right to do things in other people's property and have jurisdiction over it. Okay?
It's a different situation, though. Here it was your tevel, and you sold it.
That's true, but now it's no longer mine. You're right. It is different. And Chazal...
you're buying tevel.
Right. No, there are differences here. But the point is that Chazal have the right to interfere and give me jurisdiction over something which isn't really mine. Okay? There has to be a reason for them to do so, but they can do so if they so please. Okay, halacha base. Mozgu akos. Now, they poured him a cup. The Gemara is going to amend the brayse a little bit, but they poured him a cup on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, Omer, you must say, Mashani Osilo Shari Bashuli Akos, that you're going to leave the beginning of the cup again. Going to house where they're chotchen on trumas and maisers, on maisers. So he says that which I leave on the bottom of the cup, I reu maiser that 1% will be maiser. The shar maiser somuklon, the other maiser will be adjacent to it. Zesh was easy maiser that 1% which I left on the cup should be also trumas maiser. Should come trumas maiser on the other maiser which I've already consumed. Umaiser sheni befiv, let the miser sheni be at the mouth of the cup, umchulamos, and let them be redeemed on money. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this case. Says more, first of all, kini masnizin. This is a way to understand our Mishnah. Le'inyam mazikas akos, not that they already poured him the cup, because when is he making the condition? From before Shabbos, when are they pouring the cup on Shabbos? So it means vis-a-vis pouring a cup, this is the way to handle the situation. Now, there's a whole braver problem here. What are we talking about here? How it has to work retroactively, yet how does it work retroactively? If he says before he drinks, let that which remains in the bottom become trumas maaser, that's bad. Because then, mashke murafu, then already the trumas maaser, if it's designated before he drinks, beverage circulating in the cup. So it's going to be all over the place. It's going to be forbidden for him to drink the cup altogether. If he says it after he drinks, retroactively he drank tevel. Because while he was drinking, there was no designated maaser yet. By food, you could say that which I leave on my plate is going to be maaser because food is stationary. What was left on my plate at the end was always in that location on the plate. But by drink, you can't say that it's constantly circulating in the cup. So therefore, how are you going to leave something at the end that should become tevel retro, that should become the trumas maaser retroactively? What are we talking about? Boy, when a person says mikvar, it should work retroactively after I finish drinking. So it's breira. After I've finished, whatever's left there retroactively should be hoover out of Mafreya, that is what I meant to leave. It should be retroactively clarified. That's what I meant to be the truest miser. Okay? Now ask Mar a technical mukta problem, Shabbos problem. The Lord needs some metaltal truma tmeya, but Shabbos, wait a minute. What's left in the cup after you're finished? Truma. Truma smaiser, right? It's tame. You're eating by now Moritz. It's Shabbos. It's not suitable for anything. What should be the halacha of this cup? Mukta. How can you move the cup? Okay? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Mishaya koshu chulin. You leave a little bit of chulin over, so you live a little bit more than 1%. So it's a truma smaiser plus a little bit more. Kaida tanina tamon, like we learned in other places, metalli in truma tmeya imachulin. If you have chulin, you can carry truma tmeya with it. It's kind of like schlepped along. Says more of a low tamia. There's no comparison. Tama tmeya l'tzorach Torah. In that case over there, by the truma, you're schlepping a little bit of truma tmeya for the purpose of schlepping the main body of chulin. But here, you're going to schlep a little bit of chulin, the tzorach tmeya. Now, we're just to allow you to carry the truma tmeya, you're going to add taka to the chulin. That doesn't work. You don't, because you're making, you're trying to make a tofel out of an ikur out of a tofel. Trying to make that which is primary, secondary, that which is secondary, primary. This can't be, right? If chulin is primary, I can schlep along a little bit of truma tmeya with it. But if truma tmeya is primary, I can't schlep along a little bit of chulin with it. So why does this work? So it's more, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Bun said, when I designate it, I say I only want it to be Kaddish as I'm pouring it out of the cup. In other words, when I'm cleaning out the cup as I'm pouring it out, that's when it becomes truma. So that way, I'm allowed to carry the cup when it still has a little bit of liquid in it, and only becomes truma when I'm actually pouring it out. Okay? Says the Gemara. Tamatanina, we learned over there. Okay, Chaimi ben Akutim. We're going to learn this later. This is later on in the Perek. We'll get to it in a few more minutes. Tamatanina, you learned over there. Okay, Chaimi ben Akutim. If you buy wine from Samaritans, so Ratani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say you can't take Trumas of Maisras off of it on Shabbos. Why? Because Shemati Boka Anod. Maybe there's a famous case, because like we're getting right, so maybe the bottle will burst and down will come truma and all, right? You're not going to be able to leave, you won't have any truma left retroactively. So we're afraid of Shemati Boka Anod, because maybe the bottle will break before you have any truma left over. And if says that choice, it's following my friend, retroactively you're drinking devil. So Zohar Mastisa Lok Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimoni, our Mishnah says you can leave a little bit in a glass. L'chora it's not like Rabbi Yossi nor like Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Yaakov who say they were afraid that the bottle will break. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Brady. No, Akom Boydi Malakosh Shul Asar. We're afraid a bottle will break over time, but here the cup is immediate. Is that clear? The bottle is going to be left for some time. You know, maybe it'll break. But here, the cup, immediately after you finish drinking, you're going to pour off the rest, right, which is going to be the truma smites, a little bit of chulin. So therefore, there's no time lapse which will generate a fear of Shemati Baka Node, maybe the bottle will break. Yeah, the Gemara is going to discuss it later on. Gemara will discuss it.
Where's going to pour this?
That's a good question. I guess it's some sewer. Because I just can't pour on the ground. There must be some place to it. So repetitiously. Yes. Okay? Polish and Mami the Baal Bais. You have a worker who's working for a Baal Bus. And he doesn't believe the Baal Bus is feeding him stuff which is miser. Noito Groger Sachas, he takes one kernel. Voimer or one fake, whatever it is. Voimer says, Zoo, this one, with Tesha Abos Acharea, and the 9 subsequent ones, Asuyas Meiser, Al Tishim Shani Yoichel, Shmi Meiser on 90, which are going to eat. Vizu Asuyos, Trumas Meiser Lehem, and this one which I'm holding, should be the Trumas Meiser. Umeiser Shei, Rechos, let Meiser Shei be the last ones going to eat. Mechul Amos, let the Meiser Shei be redeemed on money. Vichosu Groger Sachs, and since he took one, kernel or one grape or whatever it is to be his Trumas Meiser, So corresponding that he should eat one less Trumas Meiser for the Baal Bus. In order not to transgress what prohibition? This is a trick question. In order what, not to transgress what prohibition? Why should he eat one less? Theft! Because he took one kernel and made a Trumas Meiser. What's the Baal Bus giving him food for? To eat. So this one, he has to eat one less corresponding to the one he set aside as Trumas Meiser. Is that not clear? Otherwise, it's thievery? Yes? Okay? Says Gemara, he shouldn't refrain from eating an extra kernel or grape or whatever it is. Because he needs the energy, he needs the strength to work for the Baal Bais. So therefore, he should eat as much as he needs to eat regardless. Rabbi Yossi, another reason why Lo Yachso, why shouldn't he leave one and set one aside, not eat one? Bivnei Shu tonight, because the basin allowed him to take off Trumas Maiseris from his food, which he gets as part and parcel of his labor, and therefore basin allowed him to eat the food, even corresponding to when he took off his Trumas Maiseris. Rabbi Lezer B'Shem Rabbi Yossi said, Osu, it should be here, Osu kipoel she'enu ma'amin l'Baal Bais. They made him like a worker who doesn't believe the Baal Bais. Now, question is, who's him? So he points out his type of son. This Gemara has nothing to do with our Gemara. Oh, it does. But it's really because we're first to Gemara and Trumas. The Gemara and Trumas says that if you have 10... 10 bushels in your silo. So you can give one bushel to a levy and one bushel to the ani and say the next 8, whatever the next 8 I choose are, were fixed by these two. You don't have to have all 10 in front of you while you're fixing. That, Rabbi Yosh is exactly like our Mishnah. The Pohel can take off one kernel and say the next 9 will be Meiser, and they should work for the subsequent 90, whatever the case may be, right? So the parallel is obvious, right? That case over there where you gave one to a levy and one to an ani is a very and then you can eat the next 8 is very parallel to our case as well. Says Mar Pshita, isn't that obvious? What's the Chiddush? Obviously, there's a similarity. Says Gemara, Hoda Milso, this is the Chiddush. Nisrufu Aperos. What happens if over there, if the fruit, in other words, the last 8 bushels get burnt? Ha Truma Bitibula. Then the Truma which I took off corresponding to that, Well, the truth is that it can be applied to our case as well. If I took off one and then another, one for Meiser Rishon and then another for Meiser Ani, and there are 8 left, if those 8 get burnt, what's the status of my first 2? They're tevil. It never took effect. Truma, I said, let it be Truma Samaises on the next 8. There was never next 8. My silo burnt down. My barn burned down. So there was never next 8. That's what it says in Gemara. Ha nisifu haperos ha truma vitibula. If truma gets burned, the truma remains tevil. What about nisifu ha truma? What about the other case? The truma got burnt. The silo is extant. The truma gets burnt. That case, that's okay. Because when I eat the fruit from the silo, the truma is kadosh retroactively. So if the truma did work in that case, it's truma which was separated, got burnt afterwards. Whereas if the bushels upon which I'm doing the separation was in the silo got burnt, so the truma never took effect, in that case the truma remains stable. Okay? So it's not reflexive here. Each case is different. Okay, now let's get back to our Mishnah. And the Mishnah is doing the Mishnah. Why does the guy in our Mishnah have to not refrain from eating one kernel, one cluster, whatever? Because who might be Trumas Meisel, because he took one off his Trumas Meisel. Tani, we learned, however, that again, as Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you shouldn't save it, you shouldn't save up, because you're going to cause the Baal Bos a loss, because he wants somebody with full energy. Along those lines, we learned the following principles. Very famous Gemara. Lo yachrish adam b'parosel b'layla, a person should not plow with his cow at night. He's going to be home and rent it out the next day. Why? Because, why not? Right, it's not a full cow, right? It's not a fully functioning cow. Lo yasab sok shalo b'layla, he shouldn't work in his own property at night. He asked Atzmo b'yom and hire himself out as a worker the next day. Lo yarev Atzmo, a person who's a worker should not starve himself. Lo yisari Atzmo nor should he afflict himself. Because he's diminishing the work capacity for his work capacity for the Baal Bos. Now look at this, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Yochanan Azal Charas. Rabbi Yochanan went to a certain place. Ashkach Safra Einus. He found that the Rebbe in the yeshiva was weak. Amar Lewis, he said, Ma okay? Well, why are you so weak? Amar Lewis, so he said, I didn't get my paycheck this month. No, that's not what it says here. Amar Lewis, Tzayim, I'm fasting. Want to be holy, I'm fasting. Amar Lewis, so he said, Asulach, you're forbidden to fast. Umay malachlu shabasar v'dam. If when you're working for a human being, at Omar, you say, Osur, it's forbidden to fast, nor because you're going to, even to not eat that one kernel of the cluster, it says in a Mishnah, because you're going to diminish your energy for the Baal Bos. When you're doing the work of God, a Rebbe in the Yeshiva, Alachas Kama Vakama, but should never refrain from having coffee. I didn't teach. Yeah. They didn't teach, so they didn't know you shall me. Okay? Rav Chaya bar Ashi b'shem Rav said, tonight based in Shetei Trumas Meiser Michelle. Now here is a typo. It's according to the Gra. It's according to the Rash, excuse me. Tonight, based in Shrey Tumas Meiser, Shel Baal Bos. In other words, he's going like the last sheet in our Mishnah, that the worker does eat, said Rabbi Yossi, because tonight, based in that, it's tough on the employer. The employer has to provide him with wherewithal to take off Tumas Meiser. Meiser Shani, yet on the other hand, Meiser Shani, Shel Poel. The Poel has to designate Meiser Shani and redeem it on his own pruta. There, it's not the Baal Bos' responsibility. Okay? Halokeh, new case. In this case, we just had a few minutes ago. Halokadal. Halokeh yayim miben akutim. Somebody buys wine from Samaritans and deserves Shabbos at twilight. Does that time to Meiser before Shabbos. On Shabbos. Yeah. No. Then on Erev Shabbos at twilight, again, it's as the sun is setting, Omer says, Shnei Lugim Shani Asi Lahafrish. The two Lugim are going to separate. Now here it's after Shabbos. Harei and Truma, they should be Truma. Vasora and 10 others are Meiser. The Tisha Meiser Shani, 9 should be Meiser Shani. Umecha, and he can redeem the Meiser Shani, Ushreise, and he drinks it. Tani, we learn concerning this. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. Why? Shema Tiboka, no, because maybe the bottle will burst by Motzai Shabbos. Venimtsa shows it to my friend, retroactively, you were drinking Tevel. Says, well, lo kitame adain tamu Rabbi Yossi. The truth is, we're lying to you. The logic of Rabbi Yossi is not because he's afraid the bottle will burst. Rather, what's the logic of Rabbi Yossi forbids his practice? So here the Gra comes in and says the next two words should be Shehei Misayim. Truma must be designated specifically. You can't just say, whatever I leave over will be Truma. It's got to be designated. It has to be selected. And here he didn't select it. Okay? To just say whatever I leave over, that'll be the Truma. That's not sufficient. right? Doesn't meet the standard. He would argue in all of them. The Bielski would argue in all of them.
They brought it down now. It should have been brought down.
Granted. Okay, but he seemed to argue in all of them. Now then, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon? Says the Mar Shema Yishkach V'Yishtes Tashar. Truth is, he's not afraid that the bow will burst. That's a remote chashash. What he's afraid of is that maybe you'll forget and drink that which you're supposed to set aside. Same idea, right? Says the Mar Kadot the Tanya, as we learned, Meiser Shein Shebechavit Zeh Mechul Al Sol Shebechiz Zeh. If I said, the Meiser Shein in this fruit should be redeemed on the seller. I didn't specify which seller. I said a seller in my wallet. Chila. That works, according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi, obviously, however, says, so Amer, lo chilel. It doesn't work. Why is that? Because I need to designate which pruto I'm using to be pointed this Meiser Sheni. I need to designate which food I'm making truma. Now, here the Tosefta has a different gear, so the next words, Mode Rabbi Yossi concedes, Shimon Ma'al Seli Yashon, I've identified the cell, I said, I'm the old seller. Vadina, Dino Yoshanar, I'm the old dinar, the Shechil, that then it's redeemed, because then I specified it, I identified it by some feature. Okay? Mode Chachon Rabbi Yossi, vice versa, Chachon concedes Rabbi Yossi, Shimon Ma'al Seli. I want to redeem my Meiser Sheni on a seller Shetomi Abonai, which I'll take from my kids tomorrow. Val Dina Shetomi Abonai, or a dinner I'll take from my kids tomorrow. Shalochil, that doesn't work. Why? Even according to Rabbanu, it doesn't have to be Mesuyim, it means it still has to be Biyodi. I have to have the right to whatever coin I'm using to Meiser, to Mechal or Meiser on. And here, since I don't, therefore it doesn't work. Okay? Tamon Tanina, we learned over there. Haminiach peros tios marvishalain v'chule. Somebody leaves fruit as a resource. He's going to be marvish shumas and maizes from that fruit on all of his chulin, on all of his grain as he grows it, or as he harvests it, I should say. Leos marvishalain, etc. Maizes sheni, or he leaves. He leaves coins to be to be Michal Meiser Sheni, right? So, well, actually, I read it as a lead on, but it's a statement. In Aminir Peres Leos Mavrish Alem Chulei Meiser Sheni, you're allowed to do this. Leave fruit in order to make it Meiser, and leave coins in order to redeem Meiser Sheni. Now it says the Gemara, that which you're allowed to do at the low Rabbi Yossi or Rishimen shouldn't be like Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yossi, has to be Dover Mesuyim, and not specifying which of these coins will be the one on which the pigeon takes place. And like Rabbi Shimon, let's be afraid you're going to lose the coins, or spend them, or eat the crop that's heavily designated to be Truma. Says more, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yossi says no works. Even with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. What's the difference? Tamon lemafro niskalkulu. This is a lumdish difference. It's not so much a practical one. That's why it's a little bit hard to explain. By the case of the wine in the jug, if you forgot and drank it, everything you did till now is bad. Everything. Because everything was contingent on that last moment when the truma would take effect. However, if you set aside money to be Mechal and Meiser Sheni, and fruit to be take of Truma Sumaisris, so everything you did until the last moment, just before it got lost or destroyed or damaged, was a valid transaction, because there's no retroactivity here. So therefore, not as Machmir. Where everything is contingent on the last moment, has to work retroactively, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm afraid, says Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, I'm afraid, says Rabbi Yossi, I'm afraid. But where each thing in turn works, right? As I get where here's fruit to be mavish trumas and maizos on this fruit, and as I get each piece of fruit, it works. There's no retroactivity. Everything takes place on the spot. And also the other case, I have money, sitting here, and as I'm being mechal ma'aser sheni, each and every time I do it, it works. It doesn't have to be retroactive. Their chazal were machmir; they allowed you to do that. But that's not what I'm afraid of, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You say whatever's left at the end, that'll be the Trumas of Mises retroactively. What I'm afraid of is that you won't leave anything at the end to be retroactive. Nothing guarantees that it'll be there in the future. But right now, there's no retroactivity to be worried about. So the moment it works, it works. After that moment, it no longer works anymore. But anything I already did was valid. Let's say the fruit got lost after I'd done 50% of it, used 50% of it as truma. But 50% I did worked. So their chazal were not astringent. Again, the only astringent where retroactivity kicks in, not where it's a straightforward type of transaction. Okay? Says more further. Tamati, we learned over there. Pruta shalakta shenovel tochakis, a pruta of hekdesh which fell into a wallet. This is really a case in Mila. We just had at least the parallel case in Mila and the Bavli. A pruta shalakta shenovel tochakis, a pruta of hekdesh fell into a wallet. Then there are 100 coins and you don't know which one is hekdesh. Oh, you're a real idiot. Shalma pruta bekis hekdesh. She said, oh, I want one pruta in my wallet to be hekdesh. You know which one? No. You're an idiot, right? So what's the case? What's the look in this case? Tana, we learned, Al Rishon Amal, the first coin he uses. It's Mila B'Sofek. Falashnia, not literally the second one, unless there are two. But on the later ones, eventually you get to create Mila B'Vadai. Rabbi Akiva. Because eventually you're going to be using the coin which you made Hekdesh. Chom Rami Yechom say, no. Al kulon, it should be lo mal. Since you didn't designate which coin, you don't know which coin, so therefore you could say it's the last coin. Because each coin taken before that is what? What do we say about each coin taken before that? You asked me about something similar the other day. What? Close? No. What makes it mutter? Each of the first 99 coins. Call the parish miruba parish. That's right. Each one I take it comes from the roof. That's correct. Okay. So says the Gemara. Therefore, Chomerim al kulon glomwa. The first 99 amol because call the parish miruba parish that come from chulin. Well, achroin amol bevada. Only in the last one you definitely moil. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said Amr Avuid the Rabbi Masniyah. The father Rabbi Masniyah said. That's only true k'shua eser when there was a roof, right? When there were 10 to start with. Truth is, it could have even said how many? 3, not 2. Avalima yushtaim, then you can't say called the parish, right? That's right, because each one, none of the first one's not coming from a roof. It's coming from a 2, 50-50. Avalima yushtaim, al rishrenim al besafik. In that case, the first one is mila besafik. On the second one, there's Mila Bivadai. Rabbi Shimon Lokish Boy Kume Kobokum Rabbi Yochan. Mishlokish says from Yochan, Ma bin Oimer Bekis, what's the truth when he says a pruta in the kis should be Akdesh? Ma bin Oimer Minakis, when he says a sub from the kis should be Akdesh. Now, the difference is in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if I said a pruta in the kish should be hekdesh, and the first one I take might well be hekdesh, and it's a very least a suffix mila, right? Whereas if I say one minakis, right, not in the kish, but rather something from the kish, so then I only have to be chosesh for the last one, not for the first 99. What's interesting? There's two cases here. Now, the Gemara's gears here is messed up. Here should be the words later on, about a line later, where it says, Kan toli bafrosha. Do you see those words, Kan toli bafrosha? Those words says the Gemara should be right here. And that makes sense, because we're quite, the dichotomy is like this. Where is a pruta bakis? I no longer have the right to intervene. Whichever one it is. I can't designate it. So therefore, in each one, it's a suffix milakon Rabbi Akiva. But when I say pruta minakis, one that I take out of the bag, then it's totally in my what? In my afrosha. So I say, what is the only, which one am I moil in? The last one, or whichever one previously I designated as being the one of Ekdesh. There, my intervention has ramification. Says more further, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Soimer. Afilu hotzi es kol akis lo yimo. He asked the kasha, really. It's really a kasha. Like Rabbi Yezer said, in order to make truma, what does it have to be a mesuyim, right? So let's say he said by hektesh. In order to make hektesh, what should have to be? Mesuyam. One which is designated. And since he didn't designate it, even if you spend the entire wallet, it shouldn't be Mi'ilah, because there's no one which is designated specifically to be the coin of Hektish, right? Kimad the Tamar, just like you said over here, back here in our case, when Mafreo Tevel Shosa, that retroactively, if you forgot to separate one, if you got to leave wine at the end, I'm sorry, got to leave wine at the end, so they say retroactively, you drank Tevel! It's not that you drank Truma! You drank Tevel. Why is it you drank Tevel? Because there was no Dover Mesuyam. You never a Messiah. Hi, you had the best intentions in the world to leave one over, Struma. So let's say it's not you drank Tevel. You drank 99 parts Chulin and 1 part Truma. We say no. Since you didn't specify any, you drank Tevel. So let's say the same thing here. Varmer of Hacha. So let's say the same thing here as well. Lima Freo. Since it's not Mesuyam, Chulin Hotzi. You weren't Moel, because none of them was designated Ekdesh. It can only be designated as just Dover Mesuyam. So now we skip the next three words, because you already put them in earlier. Rabbi Yonah said, no. Khan v'khan, it should be ain't toli b'afrosha. Not toli, but khan v'khan ain't toli b'afrosha. That's the gra. In both localities, it's not contingent on afrosha. Why? Nasa, because over there, Nasa koimra yetsa akisa zem midei pruta hektish. It's not you said, the one I take out, I want to be hektish. You said, this wallet should not be exempt from at least one pruta of hektish. So therefore, which one becomes the hektish? What? The last one. Regardless if I designate it or not, because of my language, I said this wallet should not be exempt without at least one pruta becoming Hektish.
Why is it the first one?
What?
Why?
Because at least one pruta, which is at least one pruta? At least the last one. At least means the last. Last is least. Right? Okay? Unless you say last but not least, last is least, right? But of course over here, and by Truma you didn't say that, by Truma you didn't say, let this bottle not be exempt without the last one being Truma. What'd you say over in our case? The last one which I leave over, the last bit I leave should be Truma. Well, you forgot to leave anything. So therefore, bottom line is, the whole thing is what? Tevel, right? There was never any Truma. Says the Gemara, Mechal Fashita, say the Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Shimon Lakish seems to contradict himself. Literally to exchange shitzot means to extend, to contradict. Tamun Omer, Molly Baputal fi Cheshbach Shlosha Lugin. This is an interesting case. I never saw this case before. Nisuch HaMayim. What's the shear for Nisuch HaMayim? How would you know? Three Lugin. Then the shear mentioned here. Three. I wouldn't remember either. But it is a Gemara Tzuka. Three Lugin is a shear for Nisuch HaMayim. So when they used to fill up the Keli for Nisuch HaMayim, however, they used to fill up a huge vessel. Many Lugin. Says Rish Lakish, the last three lugin in the vessel when you're pouring out those are the ones in which there's Mila, as long as they're worth a Shavar Pruta, because Mila is measured by Shavar Pruta. That's a contradiction to Shita over here, because here he's saying there's no self-designation, there's only active designation, there's no automatic designation, it's only active designation, right? Saying I have to designate a Pruta in order for it to be Ekdish. Yet there he assumes that there's self-designation, the last three Lugin in the vessel, after all of us poured off, are considered to be the Nisuch HaMayim. V'achadam Arachein, and here he says differently, says the Mora, a very obvious answer. Once he needed the answer for Rabbi Yoina, Chazer Apashi went back and changed his mind by Nisuch HaMayim. As Rabbi Yoina said, over here too, what's his mind said? He's saying, this should not be exempt from Hekdesh. This wild should not be exempt for at least one Prut of Hekdesh. So the last Prut is Hekdesh. There too, his meaning was, this, when he pulled the water out of the well, out of the fountain, in order to make Nisuch HaMayim, his intent was at least the three Luke at the end should be the Nisuch HaMayim. And they're assuming they're worth a Pruta, you're moil in that. Amar Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Yitzchak Bar Elazar said, Adam Oimei Merav Shabbos, persons can stand on Erev Shabbos, Voimer, and he says, oh wait, there's a gears of change here. No, not yet. Voimer says, Hareza Truma, Lemoch. This you can say this is the truma tomorrow. However, ve'ein adam oimed it should be b'Shabbos. Vaymar raise the truma l'machar. Now, it's like extend erev Shabbos and say this is a condition which we had before. Extend erev Shabbos and say, let this be truma tomorrow, like the previous mishnayos, right? But I can't stand on Shabbos and say, let whatever I take off Motzoi Shabbos be Truma. Because what does that look like? It's like Mechzi, not preparing. It's like Mechzi Kemisakin, because my statement in and of itself is what looks like it's Misakin on Shabbos, right? I'm saying whatever I leave over till tomorrow, that should be Truma. That looks like I'm being Misakin on Shabbos, right? I'm Rabbi Yossi Bei Rabbi Boon. Ein Adam Oimim Erev Shabbos. You're not even allowed to stand on Erev Shabbos. Voima raise a Truma Lamachar. And say it is Truma tomorrow. Now, just a minute. Our Mishnah, the media preceding one with Lokei Chaim Ben Akutim, you stand in Bein Ashmoshos. And he's saying, whatever I take off Motzoi Shabbos should be Truma. That's okay. And the previous Mishnahs are talking about where you're standing on Erev Shabbos. I'd say whatever I take off at Shabbos, he said that's okay too, since it started the process from before. What's also to stand on Shabbos and say whatever I take off tomorrow? That's no good. Hi, you only take it off tomorrow? No, but you made the statement today. It's Mechzik and Misakin on Shabbos. Looks like fixing on Shabbos. Right? So far, so good. Masniso Pliga Rabbi, instead Rabbi Yos comes along and says, Ain't a dumb boy, Mayor of Shabbos, or Mayor raised the Truma Lamacher. Now the center of Shabbos and say, let this be Truma tomorrow. Hey! Masniso Pliga Rabbi Yos Barabun. The following Mishnah argues Rabbi Yos Barabun. What does this Mishnah say? That logging chain to. Lugin Shein Tfuyo. You had a pitcher which was tummy, and it's not obviously not earthenware because it would be tivled. It's metal or glass. So you tivled the keli. The keli is now Tfuyo. You can't set aside true Friday. Let me make this clear. Friday after you tivled the keli. When is the keli going to become tor? Tonight. After Shkia. I don't know either. As I say, you know what? Pali says it's pussy in the Chumash and we just never paid attention. Okay? I assume it's somewhere. Probably by Yikra somewhere. In any event, the thing is like this. You have in that keli tevel. Alright, you want to maybe be tirement. But you can't take of the truma today. Why? Because Tful Yom makes truma puzzle. So you can't set aside the truma today. Is that clear? Today you can't set aside. So when does it, when only can it become truma? Tonight. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah. You filled it up from the jug, stuff which is tevel from Meiser. In other words, Meiser has been taken off. Imamar raised Truma's Meiser. Now here the gears is messed up. Imamar me, I raised Truma's Meiser. You said let be Truma's Meiser. Mishatech Shach. After nightfall, I raised the Truma, it works. Okay? So far so good? It works. So im Omar Hareza Eruv, however, the words so there are a few words taken out and put in here. Okay? Okay, so im again, im Hareza Truma's Meiser, Mishatech Shach tonight, Hareza Truma. It's Truma. And now the next word is taken out. Im Omar Rezu Eruv. If he says it's supposed to be Eruv, et lo amar klum. The same case. He has Tevel. When's it going to become good? Not now, because the okay, it's Tvuyom. When's it going to become, when's it going to become edible? Only after nightfall, right? When does Eruv Tavshilin, Eruv Tchumin, Eruv Chatzeros have to take place? Take effect before Shabbos at Bein HaShmoshos at best, right? Bein HaShmoshos is not yet edible. So therefore, can this food be Eruv? No. Because it's going to be Eruv if it's edible at Bein HaShmoshos. And this food is not going to be edible at Bein HaShmoshos. Because when does the Truma go into effect to make it edible? Only tonight, after Chashecha, after Tzeis HaKochov, which is the time when it's being iced full yom. So it's a kasha. Because here it says you're allowed to make Truma on Shabbos. You can stand Friday afternoon, make it tonight, and have the Truma devolve on Shabbos. That's what it says here. No, but the first case, the Erev Tavshilin's case is built on the first case in the Mishnah. First case in the Mishnah is I have Tevel, I need to take off Truma, but I can't take off Truma today because it's Tvulio, so I want the Tvulio, the Truma, to take effect when? Tonight, when it's already Shabbos. So I see I could put such a mechanism into play. Yet he said before you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to stand there of Shabbos and say, let it become Truma on Shabbos. So he's contradicted from this Mishnah. Says Mara Pasar Law. What's our Rabbi Yisrael going to say? Lisha Avar, which is the same thing, same B'di'evit. The Chatzchila, you're not allowed to do that. You can't say Friday afternoon, let it be Truma on Shabbos. B'di'evit, if you did it, it works. Vatani Rabbi Chia Oimer, Rabbi Abraisa, which in fact says that Rabbi Chia said, Islach L'Sheimar, Islach L'Meimer L'Sheavar. I'm misreading that. I apologize. Vatani, I didn't we learn the Braisa says Rabbi Chia Oimer. Chia says you can do this. This Braisa which says that you can use the Chavis Tvuyom and say let it take effect on Friday night. Rabbi Chia Oimer, you should do this. Itzel Lashema, you say B'di'evet. Sounds like Rabbi Chia's saying go ahead and do this, which means the Chatchila. Says more of a chaz about Rabbi Yosef Rabun Reneg. Which Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, you're right. I see from the fact that Rabbi Chia gives me this as an eitzah of what to do. So it's quite clear that I'm allowed to go to Chatchila and say, on Erev Shabbos, let it become Truma on Shabbos. Okay? Hey, we'll do one more halacha and then we'll stop. You had figs of tevel in your house. You're in the Beis HaMedrash. Over southern in the field. And you're afraid people at your house are going to eat this tevel. So what do you do? Says, two figs I will take off eventually. Haray ain't truma, they should be truma. Vasara meiser, 10 will be meiser. Vitisha meiser sheni. And 9 of them meiser sheni. So in other words, even though you're not home, and normally you're not allowed to take trumas and maestras, you know, without being in the same place and taking them off, so here you're afraid that they're going to eat, they're going to eat tevel. So here you're going to use breira and say, whatever I take off retro later on, we retroactively clarify to me the trumas of maizos, whatever my bnei bais eats. Okay? So this is also about Erev Shabbos. You're afraid you won't be able to get home in time before your guys they start eating, and therefore you're allowed to make this tonight. Okay, says the Gemara, are you demai? If they're not tevil but demai, same idea. Oymer says mashani osi lafish lemachar. So that you're going to set aside tomorrow. Hareu meiser, that will be meiser. Ushar meiser samachlo, and the rest of the meiser should be next to it. Zesho sisi meiser, the 1/100th I made meiser to begin with. Also trumas meiser, it should be trumas meiser olav, and the rest of the meiser, meiser shein ibitzono dromo, and meiser shein should be on the north or on the south. Umchlumo, so let it be redeemed on the money. Okay, it says more. My kedun, what are we talking about? In our Mishnah, mikvar la shafrichena, that's work retroactively. Mikvar means in the past when I do take it off. That's like lema freya, right? When I take it off, it should work retroactively from the time I made my statement. Hagatz mikvar. And literally means let's attain further, but what it means in context is let's take this case further. What? Yeah, let's think this over. Let's expand on this case. Shoiso truma tmeya. This is a problem. Let's say this is Tevel, which is Tommy. How is he going to do this? Right? So when he takes it off, what's it going to become? Truma Tzmeya. What's the problem with Truma Tzmeya? It's Shabbos. Shabbos. It's Muktzah. How are you going to move it? How are you going to take two figs and make them Truma? They're Muktzah. Right? So says the Gemara. So then he has to say mikfar l'kshani cheno. Then what does he say? Let it be truma retroactively, but not for the time I pick it up, because it's truma tmeya, it's muksa. So rather from the time I put it down. So in other words, he says later on tonight they're going to take two figs, but they shouldn't become truma then, but rather when should they become truma? When I put them down somewhere else where I no longer have to carry them. Okay, that avoids the problem of muktzah. Well, kshenichetim b'zov, it's when I put them in the corner. Tani, we learn metaltlo echo truma torav echo truma tmeo. If you are carrying you're allowed to carry truma tmeya and truma tera if it's together with other fruit. This say we had earlier today. When the truma is together with other fruit, that's okay. Why? Because they're tofel then to the fruit. Since you carry the fruit, you can carry the truma tmeya piggybacked on top of it. Amrei Bezira said, Hada Ahada Amara, this teaches us that which it said previously, that when you take deal with tmeya, you say, when I put it down, it should become trumot. So this teaches us, tevel sheyesh lov tnai, that the tevel which you have it tnai, mutu tam, carry that. So you say that teaches us that since you had the tnai from Erev Shabbos, which allows you to take off the trumot samayis on Shabbos, it's already suitable for Shabbos and therefore doesn't have the full status of Tevel. It's not Muktzah, you're allowed to carry it. Okay? The Tanai gives you the permission to carry it. Now, a new thing. Let's say you have a case where you didn't make the Tanai the proper way. So you can't take off the Truma Tmeo. You can't pick it up because then it's going to become Muktzah. So he did because he didn't make the Tanai probably from before Shabbos. L'chshani cheno. So what do you do in that case? Nosin eno b'miktzas. So you look at part of it and say, that'll be my Truma Tmeo because now it's a toucher because I don't make a Muktzah. You say, that'll be my Truma. Vehicle to shine, eat everything else, and leave those for later on. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night we'll have to start promptly at 8 o'clock. It's more of a chiv on me than on you. So we can make this.
see him at about 9 o'clock tomorrow night.